Hello and welcome back to Urology for Everyone podcast. This is Dr. Girish Nilivigi, urologist and andrologist from Nilivigi Multispeciality Hospital, Bangalore with you. In today's podcast episode, I'm going to talk about UDS or urodynamics study. Now, what is urodynamics study? It is a specialized test in urology which measures the urinary bladder pressure. Now, why is this study done? To answer this question, we need to understand how we pass urine. Normal passage of urine requires two conditions. One is adequate contractions of urinary bladder to expel urine. The second condition is unobstructed passage to the flow of urine. Both together are needed for normal urination. Even if one of them is impaired, the individual will experience problems in passing urine. These symptoms are poor urine flow, difficulty in starting urination, where the patient has to wait for some time before he starts passing urine, interrupted urine flow, straining to pass urine, increased urine frequency, and a feeling of incomplete evacuation of urine, urgency, leakage of urine, etc. When a patient comes to the doctor with these complaints, the urologist tries to decide whether these complaints relate to a problem in the bladder or in the passage. Most of the times, based on history and physical examination, a diagnosis is easily made and treatment given. However, in some situations, the diagnosis is made by carrying out tests like ultrasound and x-rays. However, in more complicated conditions, it is very difficult to come to a conclusion. In such conditions, urodynamic study is done to make a proper diagnosis and give proper treatment. Now, how is this study done? This test measures the pressure generated in the urinary bladder, and by using various nomograms, it gives a relation between the pressure and the flow. The urologist then interprets the study to know whether there is an obstruction to the flow of urine or whether the bladder is weak. This test also gives other information like the capacity of the bladder or the stretchability of the bladder. It also informs whether the bladder is hyperexcitable, which means the patient will have to go to the toilet repeatedly and has to rush to the toilet. This test is done on an outpatient basis and does not need anesthesia or admission. A catheter is inserted in the bladder and another one is put in the rectum. Saline is infused through the bladder catheter and bladder pressure measurements are taken. At the end of the test, the patient is asked to pass urine in a measuring jar to test the force and quantity of urine. The entire process takes about 30 minutes and is painless. The report is given at the end of the study. Now, how does a urologist use this test report to decide on the treatment? The urologist makes crucial decision based on the test. It informs whether surgery is needed or not. It also provides information about treatment outcomes. For example, surgery for prostate enlargement may not result in expected outcome if the bladder is damaged due to some reason. This can be discussed with the patient beforehand so that one can have realistic expectations from surgery. In some cases, surgery may not be useful at all. This too can be discussed with the patient and he is advised alternate treatment. So, urodynamic study helps in deciding the treatment and is a very useful armamentarium in a urologist's OPD. For more information, please visit www.nilivigimultispecialityhospital.com. I look forward to having you join us again next week for another exciting episode of Urology for Everyone podcast. Thank you so much for listening. It is me, Dr. Girish Nilivigi, signing off. Goodbye.